And joining me now in the KRVS studios is Josh Caffrey. He is the director of the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette, which encompasses the UL Press. And we're here to talk about a variety of things, actually, books that have are just about to be released through the UL Press, and some of them will be at the music festival this weekend, Festivals Acadien et Creole in the Kiosque des Auteurs. And there is a wonderful book release that is happening on Thursday for a really special book that was edited by Ashley Wilson Michaud that we'll be talking about, called Aux Malheureuses. So a whole bunch of things going on. I think I would like you, first of all, just to remind people what the Center for Louisiana Studies does and what the UL Press, what you all focus on.
Sure. The Center for Louisiana Studies, I guess one way to think about it in a nutshell is that we're the university's way of engaging with Louisiana history and culture and promoting and stimulating interest in scholarship and appreciation of Louisiana's cultures, and particularly the cultures of southwestern Louisiana. So in various ways we try to do that. One of the ways we do that is through UL Press, by publishing books, scholarly books about Louisiana history. The UL Press started as the University of Southwestern Louisiana History Series, I believe is what it was called, and it was very focused on colonial history, the work of Glenn Conrad and Carl Brasseau and other scholars of colonial Louisiana history. And over the years, it grew. It widened, the list of the press widened, and to today, it encompasses colonial history, academic histories, but also we publish children's books, Louisiana-focused children's books. We publish poetry. We publish books about Louisiana music. We publish books of photography, fine art photography.
You've published fiction, adult fiction, set in Louisiana.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Increasingly mm-hmm. fiction. The press has grown and broadened into it's not just an academic press, but also mm-hmm. a general interest in trade press.
You know? But I think we could probably say that the Kiosque des Auteurs at the festival would not be what it is without the work, not only of what you're doing now, but everything that came before you and all the work of those seemingly academic people, but who were quietly and massively putting together works on Louisiana history and culture.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the UL Press has published about 300, a little over 300 books over the years and has an incredible backlist of titles, you know.
Absolutely.
Including quite a few that are out of print, but we're thinking about ways to bring some of them back into print, you know. Now there's a, you know, there's more of a, when a lot of these books went out of print, there wasn't all of the modes of digital technology and reproduction that there are today to make certain things being
it was expensive
feasible.
And you had to order a lot.
So we're looking at making a lot of these great books that are out of print available as ebooks and even PDFs and free materials, because we still get a lot of people who are interested in books that we published in the 80s, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That are almost impossible to come by now, you know.
That's right.
But great books about mm-hmm. about Louisiana topics, about, for instance, we did a book called Voodoo, Past and Present, and that's a kind of a cult classic that people are still looking for, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know people are glad to hear that you all will be doing that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So really, all along, you've been doing this great Festival des Livres through the UL Press.
Sure, yeah.
And so it's a great collaboration with Festivals Acadien et Creole to be a part of the Kiosque des Auteurs. And I know that there's a Scène Atelier as well that will have a number of people, including people who write. And so we'll talk a bit about that as well.
Yeah, so this year in general, we've always collaborated with Festival Acadien et Creole, and this year we're kind of tightening that collaboration and doing more things, including hosting author talks throughout the day, and we're also programming the workshop stage at the festival.
Right. And in addition to that, this again, it's just so much here. In addition to that, there's a wonderful symposium that you all will be participating in through your authors. It's called Les Femmes et les Filles, Female Perspectives in Cajun and Creole Culture. And of course, the theme of the festival is women who have participated in culture and music as well. Christy Guillory Munsing has put together the symposium, mm-hmm. and it includes, in addition to so many other great writers and scholars. Au Malheureux, again, the book we mentioned earlier that has been edited by Ashley Wilson-Michaud. Let's talk first about that book, and then we can go from there. This, I think, sort of... It really is an excellent illustration of your mission, not only to present Louisiana culture, but to encourage young writers and young culture bearers to put that material out. And Ashley is absolutely one of those.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, at the center, we're all big admirers of Ashley and her work. And one wonderful thing about Ashley is she is a She is a publisher of her own work, and she is an author, a published author already in a digital medium. And she's someone who really understands the power of digital media to give voice to things that might not otherwise have a voice. And through her blog, Prairie des Femmes, and through the writing and work she's done on that, she's built an audience and built kind of almost like a digital salon or collective.
That's a great description.
And you know, this is something as a publisher of print books that I respected what she was doing without the media of print. But I said, wow, you know, wouldn't it be great for this to come into print? You know, and so yeah, it's been our honor to work with Ashley and her contributors to bring Au Malheureux into a physical form. You know, where it's been in digital form
before. We had Ashley a few months ago when she was putting this project together, actually when she was giving a call out for people to participate, women writing original pieces en français. Mm-hmm. And she had an amazing array of people respond to her call, representing so many different disciplines and ages, generations. So it was a lovely response to that. And obviously said something about the need for people to express themselves in French.
Yes.
She touched on that.
I think she did, yeah.
So many people responding, and she, like you said, she put it out digitally in so many different forms, but you all are publishing a book, and it's hard to describe just how exquisite this book is.
It really is beautiful.
And it has a lot to do with Ashley's aesthetic as well. The cover is not just a print image. It is a piece of embroidery that has been reproduced. And tell us a bit about that. How did that come about?
So Ashley and I, you know, and the press, we collaborated with Megan Barra, who also is a contributor to the book. And Ashley and Megan came up with the idea of asking Michelle Johnson, I believe, to embroider this beautiful cover. It's got I can't really do it justice by describing it. It's got these beautiful golden flowers and a pin, and we looked at some different designs.
Looks like something out of the 19th century.
Yeah. And like you said, Ashley has this aesthetic that is kind of vintage isn't the right word, but it's a otherworldly aesthetic aesthetic from a different time, almost kind of medieval / 18th century, and I think she thought that Michelle could conjure that with her embroidery, and so that's what she did.
Well, it is lovely. I mean, it looks like something again from the 19th century. So many books were published in this style, this kind of gold imprint, and very, very feminine. Yeah. And I can imagine a lot of women having books like this, you know, in their boudoirs or salons, with these lovely covers, and it evokes that.
Ashley keeps these beautiful diaries and scrapbooks, and she wanted it to be the size of a scrapbook, you know, something that could easily be tucked into a bag. And
It feels perfect in your hands. If you are just tuning in, my guest, Josh Caffrey, is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies and the UL Press, talking about some of their new books and also their collaboration with Festivals Acadien et Creole, with the symposium, with the Kiosque des Auteurs, and author talks throughout the festival. Au Malheureux will be released this week, Thursday, just before the festival, so people are invited to that opening as well. Where will that happen?
It'll be 6 p.m. at Rev Coffee House.
Everyone's invited to
attend.
Yeah. All right, so you can get copies of Au Malheureux there, or again at the Kiosque des Auteurs.
Yes.
And that will be open both Saturday and Sunday at the festival.
Yeah, and Ashley and some of her contributors will be at the festival at 3 p.m. on Sunday signing books.
Okay, but the books will be there in the tent even if they're not there giving a talk or signing books.
Yeah,
those books will be
the
there. So let's talk about some of the other books. Well, no, I guess we should mention Ashley's part in the symposium and perhaps some others who are presenting books that you find interesting.
Sure. So Ashley, I guess it was serendipitous that Ashley's book is coming out of this at this time when the theme of Festival Acadien is the role of women and the feminine in Cajun and Creole music. Traditionally, the Center for Louisiana Studies collaborates with the festival to host a small symposium that's tied into the theme of the festival on any given year. We've been doing this for, I believe, the past five, six, maybe longer. I've been at the center for a year, and so, but I think it was about five, 6 years that we've been doing this. So that's the theme of the symposium this year: female perspectives, the feminine, and Cajun and Creole music lyrics and culture. And so Ashley is and a number of her contributors will be there at 1:15 on Friday at the Haystown Building of the Hilliard, doing essentially having a reading of some of the work that's in here.
So, should somebody want to just attend one event like Ashley's or someone else's, can they do that? How is that set up? Do they have to register for the whole day, or?
There's really no way to register for this. It's pretty much first come, first serve, and
just show up.
In the past, you know, I have to say I'm a little worried about this year because in the past academic symposiums aren't normally something that bring huge amounts of people, you know, but
this one
might be, you know, this one might. But certainly people can come in and out and go to the Hilliard if there are too many people there at a given time. But the old Malarez section of this is just one segment of what's going to be a pretty exciting day. Yeah.
And I think, I mean, they're all wonderful, the sessions that you have. But at 10:30, you have an amazing array of women who have inspired and made work by Ashley Michaud and others possible.
Sure.
And that's that incredible group of folklorists and writers, filmmakers, Carolyn Ware, Maida Owens, Marcia Godet, and Connie Castile is going to be moderating that. These are, you know, the kind of the first generation of women who were really doing that serious folklore work after Catherine Blanchett and the others.
Yeah,
but these women started working in the 60s and 70s in Louisiana, and it's worth going to hear them talk.
Definitely. I mean, all four of these women have been a huge influence on me, and I've had the, you know, honor to work with. Marcia Godet was my professor, and I get to work with Maida Owens in her capacity as the Louisiana State folklorist, and Carolyn Ware is a folklorist at LSU, and Connie Castile is my buddy and also a colleague, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm eagerly anticipating this talk, and I know they're going to talk not only about their own work, but about the incredible legacy of female folklorists in Louisiana. I wrote a book about the John and Alan Lomax, who are sort of these patriarchal figures in Louisiana folklore studies. Mm-hmm. Certainly the contribution of women to folklore and folkloristics in Louisiana is incredible and ongoing. You know?
Well, the ones who lived here made it their home and, worked for decades on this material. So those are just two that we've mentioned, women who do the work, women folklorists, and then Au Malheureuse. But there are so many wonderful sessions. How can people find a schedule of the symposium?
There is a schedule for the symposium online at ulpress.org if you look under events on that website. Also, I believe there's a schedule on the festival's website.
So that's on the Friday. Actually, this coming Friday.
This coming Friday. It's coming
fast.
It
seems so far away for so long. But this Friday, October 11th, it starts at 9 at the A. Haystown Building of the Hilliard University Art Museum. All are invited to attend. If there's not enough room for one session, you can listen in at the door or go take a look at the exhibits at the Hilliard. But you can find out more, ulpress.org or the Festival's Acadien et Creole website. So that's another place where you can find out more about UL Press books and authors, and then let's go through the tent, the Kiosque des Auteurs, and what authors are going to be there.
This year we is the UL Press, and we'll be the book merchant for the festival, and we'll be carrying books not only by UL Press but other Louisiana authors and books that are pertinent and are right for the festival, and at this kiosk, which essentially will just be a small booth, you know, as part of the merchandising tent of the festival. We have some of our authors, as well as authors who have published Louisiana-related works in the past few years. So, for instance, Viola Fontenot, who wrote recently wrote a book that won the LEH Book of the Year Award, Louisiana Book of the Year Award, Cajun Sharecropper's Daughter, which is published on University Press of Mississippi. She's going to be there Sunday at 1 p.m. Let me see, what's another example?
And I just had her on recently, but Yvette Landry, her book about Warren Storm, which is published by the UL Press.
That's right, and just hot off the presses today.
I'm holding one right here. Look how taking the world by storm.
And actually, this is for you, Judith.
I meant to hand you this earlier. The other day for the interview and didn't have any copies of that. That is an amazing book, and as always, I can't say enough about the design of the books and the way they feel in your hands. Yeah. That's always been important to me, and I think a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What does it feel like when you're holding that book?
Right, sure.
You know? And they always feel good. It's always the right weight, always the right size, and this is no exception as well. The photographs in the Warren Storm book are just beautifully reproduced. I mean, this is a work of love.
Yeah, I should mention we have a wonderful designer at UL Press, Mary Duhay, who designs pretty much all of our books.
Well, she's in a fine tradition of good book design that you all have been known for. So, yes, Taking the World by Storm by Yvette Landry. And this is going to have a CD with it, too, as well, I think. It's not quite ready yet, but some of the...
It's out. It's out. I don't know if it's out, but they have
I think they got
printed,
some copy. Yes.
Because I just got my copy today.
Okay. Yeah, people are very eager for that. Mm-hmm. So, again, another way that the UL Press is fulfilling its mission, just making sure that the culture is alive, the musicians are alive, that everything about this place is alive. And you can find it in all of the books at the UL Press. So they will be there, Warren Storm and Yvette Landry. They will be signing books as well, I think, in the Kiosque mm-hmm. des Auteurs.
Yeah, both on both Saturday and Sunday, Warren and Yvette will be stopping by. 3 p.m. on Saturday and 2 p.m. on the Sunday. Yeah.
All right. And then, of course, you also have, books that are more in the traditional academic scholarly. Michael Martin will be there with mm-hmm. Rethinking New Acadie, which is a fascinating book. Wonderful essays in there. And you're going to have some poets, including the new Louisiana Poet Laureate.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about him. I don't know that many people know much about him.
You know, he's a fascinating guy, and he did a book with Dennis Paul Williams for us called Spirit of the Gods. And it sounds like he in addition to being a poet, he is also a regular working man. He's involved in a nonprofit, and he's an administrator. He's been a UL Press author for a while, and we're eager to have him have him with us, and I can't say too much about it, but he has another work kind of in the works with us.
All right.
For the future.
Well, we'll look forward to that when it comes out. Again, that's our new Louisiana Poet Laureate, John Warner Smith, who will be at the Kiosque des Auteurs.
Yes, and followed by a former Louisiana Poet Laureate, Daryl Bourque, who's got Daryl Bourque is retired, but he seems to have picked up his pace with publishing. He published a book this summer, and he has a new book out on UL Press coming that should be here by in time for the festival.
Yeah, he's not the only one. There's some amazing people around here, folklorists, scholars. Retirement is not retirement. They just keep on working.
That's right.
Keep on doing interviews, writing books, and the UL Press, certainly that's good for you all because they have even more time to publish these books. So it's pretty amazing. Any other pieces that you would like to make sure people know about, authors that will be at the kiosk?
Well, Jeremiah Arias, he's a photographer and a professor of photography at LSU. He did a great book called Louisiana Trail Riders, which came out last year, and it has gotten incredible renown in the broader photo world. He is going to be the subject of his photos will be exhibited at the ACA from January to March, and we are excited to have him here presenting his book.
He's an extremely articulate person about his art, too.
He's incredible. He's a real scholar of photography. He's a fun guy, and he fell in love with trail riders and their culture, and he's really one of the first people to really capture it as a documentarian, as a photographic documentarian. You know, it's a beautiful book. He'll be there.
Was that UL Press?
It was
UL Press. It was a gorgeous book. We interviewed him here, and it was stunning. It was just stunning how you all laid it out. He was very pleased with it too.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to let people know again that we are, my guest, Josh Caffrey, is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies and the UL Press, here talking about Festivals Acadia et Creole and their collaboration with the festival, both with the symposium that will take place this Friday and the Kiosque des Auteurs that will be Saturday and Sunday right on the festival grounds. And so many incredible authors that you can meet, and they can sign your book on Saturday. So what else did you want to – something else you wanted to talk about?
I was going to mention that we are also working with the festival to program the workshop stage. The Seine Atelier at the festival. And we're excited about that. Warren Storm is going to be signing his book on Sunday at 2 p.m. But right before that, he's going to be part of a panel called The Singing Drummers of South Louisiana. With Vernon Bergeron and Glenn Fields and Callie Guidry. We thought it'd be a good idea to spotlight the drummers. It is a thing, you know. There are these drummer vocalists, you know. And that's just one of the things that we have going on at the Seine Atelier.
I know people are hearing papers going on here because we're talking about so much. The festival guide, of course, is available now. People can get it around town or at the festival. But as Josh was saying, so much of this information is on Festivals Acadia website and some of it on the UL Press website. So lots of places to go for this information.
One thing that I did want to mention with respect to both the symposium and the Seine Atelier, and they're really the theme of the festival is that, and you may have already interviewed Barry Ancelet about this, but I think one of the original ideas for the theme this year came from some research that's been done by Wade Falcon into the history of Jolie Blonde, and it's the 90th anniversary of the release of the song Jolie Blonde, and Wade is gonna. Will actually be speaking at the symposium around 9 a.m. about his research into Jolie Blonde. And I would just say for anyone who is interested in the history of Cajun and music and Cajun and Creole music in the area, he has done – I mean, I can't – I'm still
he's
not
– He's found out who Jolie Blonde is, right?
Essentially, yeah. Yes. And I can't tell the full story, we're waiting for him to tell the full story. But, I mean, it's pretty – I mean, incredible, groundbreaking research. You know, I think he even has a photo of who the real Jolie Blonde was, or who he believes the original Jolie Blonde was, the archetypal Jolie Blonde was. And he has a lot of background information about the context of how that song came to be. And he's going to be talking about that both at the symposium and at the festival at the Atelier stage.
Not to be missed. Yeah. In fact, you could just spend the whole weekend at the Atelier and the Kiosque, and you can hear the music all around, but there's just such fascinating things happening, again, through the work of the Center for Louisiana Studies and the UL Press and so many generations of folklorists and people who love the culture. Well, Josh, thank you so much for your work at the UL Press and the Center for Louisiana Studies, this beautiful symposium. The artwork is just gorgeous. Again, Les Femmes et les Filles, Female Perspectives in Cajun and Creole Culture is the name of the symposium. This Friday, you can just show up, find out more through the UL Press or the Festivals Acadia website. And again, all the authors in the Kiosque and at the Atelier will be listed there as well. And you can always go to the UL Press website to find out about titles that are being released that are a part of your catalog and some from the 80s that may be coming out. You can find out more about those. Anything else, Josh?
No, that's it. In talking to you, it only really hit me how much the festival and the center are doing to explore this theme from all sorts of different angles.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
I think it's going to be
a great credit.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, great credit to the festival and to the Center for Louisiana Studies. Merci bien.
Yeah, thank you.
Harpistry, an eclectic mix of harp-centric world music, Mondays at noon and Sundays at midnight, right here on KRVS.
Tigers and elephants may be on every zoo-goer's go-to list, but at Audubon Zoo, there's a growing colony of, shall we say, B-list celebrities.
They're amazing, especially when you get a chance to look up close at them. Sticking their little tongues in, trying to get a little bit of honey that has spilled, and I get taken away just looking at them.
The buzz about bees on the next Louisiana Eats, Wednesdays at 1 and Saturdays at 4 on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at krvs.org.